public and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
President Hichilema directs immediate review of UNSA sanitation facilities. Former Kasama MP Kelvin Sampa jailed 3 years for fraud. And in international news, Nigeria warns its citizens in South Africa to be cautious after March turns violent.
The Hot FM News with Keturam Donga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin, and now the news in detail. President Hagainde Hichilema has directed the Ministries of Education, Health, Infrastructure and Water Development and Sanitation to conduct an immediate review of sanitation facilities at the University of Zambia and in all public universities and colleges, and to quickly present actionable solutions. This follows an urgent emergency meeting with government ministries and the University of Zambia management this afternoon to address sanitation challenges affecting public higher learning institutions. The president has further directed these ministries to collaborate with the Zambia National Service, ZNS, to expedite the interventions. During the meeting, the president also directed the Ministry of Education and the University of Zambia Management to resolve the long-standing issues affecting lecturers and other academic staff. The head of state has reaffirmed the critical importance of ensuring a safe and supportive learning environment for both students and academic staff. The president has reiterated the importance of education as an investment, equalizer and inheritance deserving of every citizen. This is according to a statement issued by State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka. Lusaka Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Irene Wishimanga has sentenced former Kasama Central Member of Parliament Kelvin Sampa to 3 years imprisonment with hard labor on charges of theft by agent, illegal possession of forged banknotes, and possession of paper or implements for forgery contrary to the laws of Zambia. In rendering judgment this afternoon, Magistrate Wishimanga stated that Mr. Sampa swindled an investor, Satoshi Sakamoto, out of $80,000 cash, which had been entrusted to him to purchase land on his behalf, but later stole the same money. Ms. Wishimanga found out that Mr. Sampa also possessed 110 pieces of $100 forged banknotes, knowing the same to be forged. She ruled that Mr. Sampa, on October 9th, 2024, in Lusaka, knowingly had in his custody 7,622 pieces of light green paper intended to resemble and pass as special paper the size of the United States of America $100 bill. The magistrate further ruled that Mr. Sampa was aware that the money in his safe was counterfeit and that he intended to give it to Mr. Sakamoto. Despite this knowledge, he failed to open the safe and made no effort to demonstrate to the court that the money was genuine. In mitigation, Mr. Sampa, through his lawyer, Boniface Ngalasa, begged the court for leniency, stating that he was a first offender who deserves leniency. In passing sentence, the court heard his mitigation. However, to deter would-be offenders, she sentenced him to 3 years imprisonment with hard labor. However, the court acquitted Mr. Sampa on one count of theft by agent, amounting to $70,000 in cash belonging to an investor, Kinihiro Fugishima. 12 suspects have been formally charged with the murder of Helen Kamutumbe in Kisasa area of Kalumbila district. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi said 22 other suspects have been charged with riotous conduct. He has added that the screening and identification process is ongoing, stating that the total number of suspects currently in custody stands at 257. Mr. Chilabi has noted that the number of arrests related to the offences may increase as investigations continue and more individuals are identified.
12 suspects have so far been positively identified and charged with murder, while 22 others have been charged with riotous conduct. A screening and identification process is ongoing. Total number of suspects currently in custody stands at 257. The number of arrests in the above stated offences may increase as investigations continue and more individuals are identified. Wish to reiterate that investigations into the offences such as malicious damage to property and assault on police officers are ongoing.
Government has defended its refusal to release details of the Zambia-United States Health Agreement, citing the Access to Information Act, which prohibits the disclosure of information linked to ongoing government-to-government negotiations, saying releasing the details now could undermine the process. Speaking during the launch of the Zambia Daily Mail 2026 to 2030 Strategic Plan, Information and Media Minister Cornelius Mwitwa insisted that government is not hiding anything but is complying with the law and will inform the public once negotiations are concluded. He has further urged the media to understand and educate citizens on the Access to Information Act so that both journalists and the public are clear on their rights and the legal limits of information disclosure. Meanwhile, Zambia Daily Mail Acting Managing Director Imelda Musonda said the 2026 to 2030 strategic plan focuses on digital transformation, revenue diversification, and strengthening editorial credibility to position the institution as a sustainable and competitive media house. Some UPND candidates who lost in the 2021 parliamentary elections have denounced the party and joined the Tonse Alliance, citing poor leadership. Among them are Justin Mumba, who contested the Nyimba constituency, Charles Musanya of Chinsali constituency, and MacDonald Piri of Lumezi constituency, among others. Speaking at a press briefing, UPND 2021 losing parliamentary candidate's chairperson, Charles Musanya, said the party has sidelined its members who have not benefited over the past 4 years. Mr. Musanya said the UPND has failed to address the welfare of the people and to fulfill its promises, hence their decision to join the Tonse Alliance, which they believe is capable of addressing the challenges citizens are facing. Meanwhile, various civil society organizations and the Green Party have also joined the Tonse Alliance. Green Party President Peter Sinkamba said the alliance is built on opposition unity, adding that Zambians will choose Brian Mundubile in the August polls. And Tonse Alliance President Brian Mundubile has welcomed the new members, emphasizing unity within the alliance and positioning it as a strong contender in the August elections.
Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
FNB Zambia Chief Executive Officer Kapumpe Chola has emphasized the importance of empowering women through deliberate investment and support, noting that doing so has a ripple effect on families, communities and the nation at large. Speaking during the Corporate Women's Breakfast meeting, Ms. Chola said the success of women is